Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, AEW's new signing is very nice, very evil.
The real reason Johnny Gargano wasn't on AEW Dynamite last night.
Our AEW? Nope. Our WWE considering a sensational wrestler's return in the Royal Rumble?
And is Cody Rhodes still teasing a Royal Rumble appearance? Of course he is. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And professionals would have done a retake on that intro.
Not us. This is the news.
We're going to kick things off by talking about the latest addition to the AEW roster. And yes, he is very nice, very evil. Danhausen showed up.
Yeah.
During last night's main event, it was the lights out match, of course, between Adam Cole and Oscar Cassidy. Orange Cassidy. Adam Cole went to get a steel chair from under the ring. And Danhausen, because of course he was attached to the steel chair. He came out, he did a pose in the face. He spooked Adam Cole long enough for Cole to kind of be distracted and Cassidy to take advantage briefly before Danhausen made his exit. Shout out to Orange Cassidy, who looked completely baffled by this, by this man's presence, which was quite funny. So there you go. Tony Khan hit Twitter after the show to confirm that Danhausen has been signed. He's got the graphic, is All Elite. All of that good stuff. He got a massive pop.
Oh, my days.
Massive pop in Cleveland. They were chanting his name as well as he made his exit. It's kind of something that a lot of people have seen coming for a while, right? Because the buzz Danhausen has generated for himself over the past few years, using platforms like Twitter and YouTube and getting the gimmick over and hard work between the ropes as well, wouldn't want to undersell that, is immense. And when somebody generates that level of buzz, you think, okay, they've done that on smaller stages. Can they do that on a bigger stage? Well, last night, the reception he got was pretty damn tremendous. So very happy for him, particularly after he broke his leg in October. Horrible injury. He's been out of action ever since then. Still healing. Probably be a while before he wrestles.
Yeah, I saw a tweet from him the other day. I think he said that the doctor said he's ahead of schedule. But like you say, you don't just walk off a broken leg.
Yeah. And you can see he had a bit of a limp as well when he was going around the ring there. But yeah, this was fun, man. This was fun. I had a good time with it. I like the gimmick. And I'm looking forward to seeing how it looks on AEW television.
Yeah, I don't really understand it, if I'm perfectly honest. Like you say, I heard that reaction. I've seen, obviously, everything on social media. I don't think I've ever actually sat down and watched a Danhausen match for my sins.
Sure.
But, like you say, regardless of how I feel or my knowledge of it, the reaction it got completely vindicated everything. And, yeah, in terms of dominating the conversation on social media, he's the right guy to have. I have no idea. Ask me to fantasy book what he does in AEW, and I have no idea where to start other than saying the fact, commiserations, I think Austin Gunn even tweeted about this, commiserations to the ass boys, because, I mean, they're literally going to probably get a new Tron now.
Yeah, they really are, those poor buggers. But, like, I think a lot of people who've maybe not seen him before will look at it and go, oh, it's going to be a supernatural gimmick or something. He's not going to be teleporting or doing spooky stuff like that in AEW. If you look at some of his Ring of Honor presentation, he'll probably give a good guide of what he's going to be. He's going to work the shtick 100%, and he should. But just because a guy's a bit weird and wears face paint doesn't mean he's going to be like the Crow, you know?
Him and Darby Allin make a tag team.
Because alright.
Him, Darby Allin, Sting winning the Trios
That's
title.
That's the storyline. He's Sting's other son.
That'd be an interesting Thanksgiving dinner, wouldn't it, with those three of them sat around.
CM Punk in his makeup.
Let us know your thoughts on Danhausen becoming All Elite. Really intrigued to see what people
teeth.
Make of this.
He likes teeth.
Right, let's talk a little bit about Johnny Gargano. AEW Dynamite was in Cleveland, of course. Ohio! Last night.
What was that?
I don't know, I just felt like saying
it. Do it with the microphone.
Oh, yeah, good point.
There you go.
Oh, still not sure if it's over or not. Let me know on Twitter.
Two
Adam Wilborn.
Already, yeah. So, yeah.
King of the mic, I think, was the hashtag we're using.
King of the mic.
But yeah, a lot of speculation as we headed in. I mean, I saw on Twitter last night, I think his name was even trending, regarding Johnny Gargano potentially making a surprise appearance. He's a free agent now, of course. He's left WWE. But the reason why he wasn't on that show, despite making all the right noises in terms of, I think he described on a Twitch stream, I want to say, Brian Danielson is the best in the world. He wasn't there because, as he has reiterated and as a lot of people probably assumed, he is sticking to his guns, sticking to his word, and taking care of Candice Reyes, who, of course, pregnant with their first child. Fightful Select reporting all this. No crap, just sap. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select. There has been contact between Gargano and people within AEW, but he says, look, as long as Candice is pregnant, I'm going to be sticking by her side and, you know, making sure everything's going well for her. To be honest, not really surprised by this. There's a two-parter for me. Like you say, the whole point of him leaving WWE, as he cut that promo about, and I believed him, was Candice is heavily pregnant right now. I think she's due to give birth in February,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
Really soon, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, him going, right, I'm just going to start a new... Because they can't really come into AEW and then be like, right, I'm here, and I'll be
see
back,
you
in,
later.
Back in 6 weeks yeah. after. Yeah, so that makes sense. And also, there's a bit of me that thinks he's probably not going to go to AEW too soon because when Candice comes back, WWE are going to be like, oh, I see your husband left us and went to the competition. So now you and your baby are going to be a tag team. I just feel like it's going to be a while till we see him in AEW. But also, as with Hangman Page, credit to him. I don't like this whole, like, oh, well, he's not giving birth, so why don't you just go and wrestle? No, normalise this sort of behaviour, Andy.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. It's the kind of thing where you can see where the speculation came from, and it should be stated that AEW never teased Gargano.
Nope.
So if anyone out there's feeling a little disappointment, it's just purely a result of the speculation.
It's on you, dumbass.
Yeah, but you can see where it came from, right? Because Cleveland is his hometown. He has said in the past that he's not coming back for a while. He wants to spend some time with his family, but wrestlers are always working. So when a wrestler says something like that, it's quite natural for people to go, hey, you've said this, but we know how this business works. But Johnny Gargano, clearly quite an honest guy. Fair play to him. I respect this decision immensely. He's forgone a massive hometown pot because he's a nice family dude. Mm. And nothing but success to him in whatever he does next. You know, I am 51%, 49% between WWE and AEW for him. And that 2% swing changes every single day. Some days I wake up and I think Gargano's going to AEW. Some days I wake up and I think he's going to be in the Royal Rumble. I don't now think he's going to be in the Royal Rumble after this report. But best of luck to him. Clearly a good guy with priorities in all the right places.
Exactly.
Right.
Speaking of the Royal Rumble.
Yes. Who's going to be in the Royal Rumble? Madcap Moss?
Yep, he's confirmed.
He's in there. That's just this story. We're just going to talk about...
Please no.
No, Madcap Moss being in the Rumble.
Although
no.
The Poo Day joke was pretty funny. Yeah,
I've had enough beef with those guys, so let's move
on.
not Moss. Well, you know, steaks.
Don't start anything.
Steaks. Do you see the steaks he posted?
Don't start anything.
They're really nice.
They are really nice. I want to go for dinner with Baron Corbin.
I got smoked like that piece of beef. Anyway, right. To the point, Fightful Select's coming through with the report that the idea of Kairi Sane appearing in the Royal Rumble has at least been pitched. It has been mentioned. Nothing has been set in stone, of course, and this, you know, plans change is an eternal disclaimer with all wrestling companies, but especially WWE, and especially during Rumble season when everything is so fluid. And as Fightful point out, even prominent people who are in the match aren't told until the day before sometimes that they're going to be in the match. But presumably, Kairi Sane, who's based in Japan, would probably need a bit more notice, you'd think. But yeah, this isn't a guarantee that she'll be there, but a confirmation that the idea has been discussed behind the scenes. Now, Sane hasn't been on WWE TV since like June or July 2020. She returned to her native Japan because she got married. Fair enough. Yeah. Priorities. Wanted to be with her husband. She's been an ambassador for WWE since then. She's teased returning to the ring several times. It was revealed last year that she'd actually rejected the opportunity of a WWE return. It's believed, per Fightful Select, again, that her contract is up at the end of February. I did not say that month correctly, but you know the one I mean. yeah, that's the situation with her, basically. No guarantee that she'll leave when her contract expires. No guarantee that she'll resign. It's been discussed. I want Kairi back in wrestling, selfishly. I think she's tremendous. Yeah.
What, we talked about this the other day. 9 spots left in the women's match, you say?
9.
9 and 8 in the men's, yes?
That's right.
I think so. Yeah, I'd love to see Kairi Sane in there. One of the best elbow drops in all of wrestling, in my opinion. And I get a feeling the conversation went like this. Hi, Kairi. Yeah, we want you... I know your contract's running out, but we would love to renegotiate that. But for now, for the time being, wouldn't it if you want to come back and be in the Royal Rumble match? No, you're all right, actually. I don't think I really fancy it. Did we mention we've got rid of Nia Jax? Oh, yeah, actually, I'll think about it, actually. All right, I'll speak to you soon.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'd love to see Kairi Sane in there, and preferably with people who don't injure her. So there you go. Right, let's move on to the men's Royal Rumble match.
Anti-vaxxers, anyway.
Let's move on to the men's Royal Rumble match, because Cody Rhodes might be in it. He's working again, ladies and gentlemen.
He's not going to be in it.
He lost the TNT Championship match last night. A brilliant opener for AEW Dynamite. A wild ladder match against Sammy Guevara, who of course held the interim championship. Sammy Guevara won at the TNT Championship, grabbing it at the end after his, like I said, wild encounter. But Cody immediately has stoked rumours regarding his appearance in the Royal Rumble. He was talking to Fightful surrounding everything around his contract, for example. Because we talked about him being a free agent.
Post-show interview.
This was a post-show interview,
post-show
yes.
Post-show interview.
And he said, there's so many elephants in the room. This is an insane week in wrestling. People think the Sean Ross Sapp story is BS. It's not. I'm working here with a contract. I swear on Pharaoh's life. If you want to know how serious things got. And like you say, talking about his future following the loss of the TNT Championship, he said, for now, going to take a beat, get with Arn. Arn's been there for my whole career. I'm going to think about it again. An insane week where I've heard the most wonderful, crazy things from all walks of the wrestling world on what it is that I do next. He's basically saying, maybe Stardust's going to be in the Rumble. He's not.
Yeah.
But he's a bloody good worker,
he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's ruling it out without really ruling it out, isn't he? There's no chance in hell he's going to be in the Rumble. He's got 2 TV shows on Warner, you know, like he's a company executive. Brandy's there. She's the company executive. Literally a less than zero chance. If there is, I will grow a full head of hair somehow if he does appear. But he's not going to, so it doesn't matter. But I think this stuff's fun because it'll get people going, oh, maybe he will be. And that's exactly the kind of reaction he wants.
I wasn't sure about this character a while back, and I can't take my eyes off it now.
It's the most chaotic thing in wrestling, isn't it?
He just... Hey, what should we talk about? Boo!
Yeah.
Boo!
Yeah, that's a promo last week. It was like, oh, so CM Punk, ladder match for the TNT title. Ricky Starks, Brody King. Brody King, hello. Yes, I am the Forbidden Door.
Triple H in his way to... Six matches going forward.
What do you think about the cryptocurrency and the NFTs? How about the blockchain? I'm Cody Rhodes. Dustin is my brother.
Oh, there's a ladder here. Should we use that next week? Yeah, fine. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Michael, who says, I love Hangman Page, but his title run is starting to feel like the third or fourth most important thing in AEW at the moment. What can be done to elevate his run? P.S. Here's Hella, the goodest of all the doggos. First of all, a good dog, Hella. Second of all, yeah, I kind of agree with Michael. Hangman Page getting sort of
totally
lost in the shuffle a little bit.
Totally disagree.
Disagree
on every single level, actually. Understand the point of view. And I felt that way before the Danielson matches, but the Danielson matches changed everything for me. The first one for me was clearly him leveling up as a champion, bringing him to the verge of beating the best wrestler on the planet. And then in the rematch, he overcomes him. It's the making of him as a champion. It's the making of him as a man. To me, that was it. Now, the Lance storyline, the Lance Archer stuff hasn't been particularly great so far. But from the Danielson matches onwards, that cemented him as the guy with the top guy in the company. I think the top feud at the moment is MJF and Punk, but I think that's by design because they're going to peak next week in Chicago, but then you've got the pay-per-view coming afterwards, and you have to peak in Chicago with CM Punk, right? But you got the pay-per-view afterwards. Paige is going to get a bigger challenger for that. I think it'll be Adam Cole, probably, despite losing last night. Lights out, doesn't go on the record, whatever. And that'll rise above it at that point. But no, I disagree. I don't think it needs boosted. I think from the Danielson matches, spot on.
I think the Danielson matches were great, and he's legitimised his run as champion. I just think, yeah, he needs to be a more prominent feature on the show, if I'm perfectly honest. Like you say, he's getting a Texas death match against Lance Archer in 2 weeks. Next week, Punk, MJF. Good luck to Maxwell on that one. And, yeah, I just think more TV time for him, if I'm perfectly honest. I don't really know, because I'm a little bit of a hypocrite, because like sometimes when people just go out there for the sake of chatting, Britt Baker, for example, I go, what was that?
Football, Baker Matthews.
Yeah, I don't care.
Who's Brett Michaels?
But like you say, I think we are...
Poison.
Right now, we are in a... You know, we're what, 5 weeks away from Revolution, something like that?
So, yeah.
Yeah. So it's probably going to level up, like you say, yeah. And him and Adam Cole following their wild, no doubt, Texas death match in a couple of weeks. Hopefully, we'll turn that one around, Michael. Mysterion Jr. gives us our second question of the day. Says, morning, gentlemen. Do you see Wardlow finally turning on MJF at the CM Punk match next week?
I think they're going to save it. I do think that I think they're still holding off on this because I do think MJF is going to win that match next week.
Get in!
And if you do the Wardlow turn, it should probably be a reason for maybe the match outcome being a different way. But I think after the seeds they planted last week, Wardlow is going to win the Face of the Revolution match at Revolution. And that is going to lead to... When MJF loses the rematch at Revolution, it's going to lead to MJF going, hey, that big Sonic ring, that's mine. Further tension, split later down the road. That's how I think.
It's a hell of a piece of booking. Really like that, Andy. I don't think he'll ever turn on MJF, because why would you? He's a lovely bloke.
He's a bloke.
You're half right. He's a bloke. Not Mark gives us our final question of the day, saying there's a lot of talk of Braun / Bray returning at the Rumble. There's even a top 10 list of potential surprise entrants done by this man on our channel, which you'd maybe go and check out. But what do you think about throwing Rowan in there and making it a bit of a reunion / tribute type of thing at the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, I've not really heard a lot from Eric Redbeard now, isn't he? The Vintner with his ruby skin.
All I think of is him when I hear Brian Alvarez.
Yeah, that'd be a nice thing to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like, it's not happening, but yeah.
Yeah, WWE fans would love to see that. Like, the Wyatt family is like a beloved stable from that era. People invest a lot in those characters, Bray especially. That'd be quite a nice thing to do, wouldn't it? Really nice, yeah.
Braun and Bray, yes. I don't think it's happening with Rowan, unfortunately.
I don't think it'll happen, but I think it would be like nice...
Like I said, we've got 8 spots, and you said, oh, they've still got SmackDown to go, so maybe that'll narrow down to like 4...
Yeah, there's only like 5 SmackDown wrestlers compared to like 16 Raw wrestlers and Johnny Knoxville at the moment. So, yeah, it's boringly, there's only going to be a couple of spots left.
No more SmackDown people, please. We don't need them.
Yeah.
Let's have a couple of NXT lads and a load of surprises.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Right, let's move on to today's and finally, and it's tickled all of us in the What Culture office today. Matt Cardona, who's just been excellent for what? Like... a year now, it feels like, on social
Ever
media.
Ever since he came into GCW in particular, he's been awesome.
So he tweeted a photo of himself and Brian Myers standing tall, Hammerstein Ballroom, and talking about how excited he is going forward. Match with bloody Janela and X-Pac, of course. But he quote tweeted that subsequently, saying, man, I really wish we didn't get fired. We could have been chasing around that 24/7 title right now.
I love these tweets when he's in character, right? Because they annoy all the right people.
Yeah.
People are going to go, oh, it's an outlaw macho, DCW, all of that stuff.
Garbage championship wrestling.
Yeah, so he's going to get that crap from the people he wants to annoy, and everyone else is going to go, that's really funny, Matt, good job.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's a perfect tweet. It's a perfect tweet.
Yeah.
Spot on.
How he's turned that around is incredible.
Fools, man. He's done it again. He's done it again. All those years ago when he did the Z True Long Island iced tea wheelchair cane stuff, when that all got over all those years ago, now we're in 2022, he's doing the exact same thing again. Viral stuff, getting over. Smart guy. Yeah. Very smart guy. Very handsome guy.
Very
as well,
handsome Matt guy. Cardona. Yes. Well, let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Dudley Boys sitting down to review AEW Dynamite and look ahead to the Royal Rumble later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hare Krishna. Listen to Shelter.
Mm. Yeah. You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.